As others see us, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. An international federation allows countries to host an international show once a decade. And this year, the U.S. gets a turn. The show begins Memorial Day weekend in New York. Collectors, dealers, and postal administrations from all over the world will attend. And many countries will issue stamps to commemorate the international show. Britain's entry is a sheet of 15 Post and Go stamps featuring images that represent the Big Apple, plus another picture of the Statue of Liberty. It's an interesting assortment. You can't argue with the aerial views of Manhattan, Lady Liberty, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, or even the New York City subway. The Brooklyn Bridge, Grand Central Terminal train station, and Ellis Island are good choices, too. But as a New Yorker, I have to question the Central Park Zoo and the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. The Bronx Zoo is much bigger than the one in Central Park, and the same with the New York Botanical Garden, also in the Bronx. And Coney Island? Its heyday was in the early 20th century. But it's coming back, and it's still unique and historic, so I guess. Other subjects on the sheet are the entire Central Park, the Staten Island Ferry, Wall Street, Little Italy, and Chinatown. I would have included Times Square or Broadway. And I'm amazed and pleased that the Brits included the High Line Park, built on an abandoned elevated rail line and opened just 8 years ago. Other New Yorkers I've talked with disagree with me. An issue like this shows some of the fun of stamp collecting, because it makes you think. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.